What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friends, my name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and I'm all about helping online course creators and coaches make more money in their business while working fewer hours. But most importantly, I'm a father and I'm a husband. With this podcast, you're going to learn exactly how to become what we here call the optimized CEO of your business. And that means you're optimizing your sales and marketing, your time, and your mindset so that you can have more freedom, a bigger impact, and make more money. So grab a coffee, open up your favorite notes app. This is the Art of Online Business Podcast. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the Art of Online Business Podcast. I'm Rick Mulready, and this is episode number 529 here on the show. And today, I want to talk to you about rethinking how you look at success in your online business, how you define success. And today I want to offer you, after almost 8 years, January 22 is going to be 8 years of having my online business and helping countless people in the process. I want to offer you a different perspective for how to look at the success of your online business, because most people just look at it through revenue, top line revenue. And we're going to talk about that here in a second. And so what I'm going to share with you are the three key measures of success that I look at in my business. And we also help our accelerator coaching members with. This is how we define success. And now I say we, meaning me and my business and I, right? And the accelerators, when they come in, they have their own versions of success. And we really help them through the lens of these three key elements, of key measures of success, if you will, what success looks like to them. Because when you're chasing, what I see most often, and I did this for years, is I chase somebody else's version of success. I would listen to podcasts, oftentimes of friends of mine at the time, and I'd be like, you know what? That's what I want, right? I want that seven-figure business because that means I've made it. And very gratefully, I was able to do that in the first 4 years of the business. And this is going to sound super weird, but in 4 years, when we hit seven figures, I was like, okay, amazing. Now what? And there was a lot of not so good stuff, shall we say. And I've talked about it here in the podcast before. I'm going to talk a little bit about it here today. But a lot of crap happened, if you will, along the way that it made me question, is it worth it? Meaning, is it worth chasing that number as a determinant of success in your business? And as I've matured in the business over the years, the answer is absolutely no, right? So I really want you to think about, what I want you to get out of today's episode is how you look at what does success in your business mean to you and how do you measure it, okay? And so the three key elements that I look at in my business as a measure of success, the first one's profit, the second one is impact, and the third one is a hustle goal. And I'm going to break down each one of these here and define what each of these is and why they're important for your business. And I'll talk about, you know, how, why they're important for my business as well. So let's first talk about profit, right? Everyone always talks about top line revenue. When I mean top line revenue, I'm talking like the, like total revenue that you've brought in. Like this launch did $6 million in revenue. Holy cow, right? But what people don't tell you, what they don't share with you is that they had 17 affiliates that they paid 50% out on. They don't talk about the ad costs. They don't talk about the, you know, the, all the costs that went into the launch or the creation of whatever program it was, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that that's really, it's really the culture of the online space, unfortunately. And I did that for years too, right? Like, look, I'm not calling anybody out. Like, this is just the reality of what most people talk about. And that's totally fine. But of course, revenue is important, right? If you're not talking about, you know, if you're not making money in your business, it's simply a hobby at that point. But the more important thing that I think and that I've learned over the years is how much of that top line revenue, how much of that revenue is actually going into your bank account. You know, on a financial, you know, level, we're in business to make a profit. Money that we actually get to keep and do stuff with, whatever that stuff is for you specifically. Okay. And so that's why profit is the first measure of success that I look at in my business and that we help our accelerator members with. And I should have caveated this earlier. I am not an accountant. I am not a CPA. I am not a bookkeeper. I am not a financial expert in any way. I'm just simply giving you my opinions on this. And so when it comes to profit, there's two types of profit margin, net profit margin and gross profit margin. I'm not going to get granular from that perspective. Personally, the profit margin, the profit percentage that I look at in my business is simply total expenses for the month compared to the total revenue for that month. And I'm looking at least a 40% profit margin defined by that, right? Total revenue for the month, total expenses for that month. You take the total expenses, divide by the total revenue times 100, there's your profit margin. And by the way, this is specific. I'm not talking about e-commerce, physical goods, or anything like that. I'm talking you're an online course creator or you're an online coach. So I like to see a minimum of 40% profit margin, minimum. Okay. And so again, that is for me the first measure of success that I look at in my business. It wasn't always that way. For the first several years, it was like revenue, right? And don't get me wrong, revenue, you have to have revenue in order to have your business. But I'm more concerned about how much of that revenue is actually going into your pocket, into your bank account. And because so many people are chasing that seven-figure number and that being the definition of success. Like I said, that was it. That was for me as well. But, you know, would you rather have a seven-figure business and everything that goes along with it? Because there is a whole lot going on behind the scenes of a seven-figure business that a lot of people, unfortunately, don't talk a lot about, right? Would you rather have a seven-figure business with, say, like, I don't know, just as a number, 15% profit margin? Or would you rather have, you know, a, you know, $300,000 business that is super easy to do, super chill, super less, you know, not very stressful, and a higher profit margin than the 15%, you know? So that's why it's like, make sure that even if you don't even go by profit, impact, and hustle goals here that I'm talking about, I want you to walk away from this episode being able to define what is most important to you for your business. Because again, I see so often people chasing other people's definition of business success. And again, that's what I did. And I pretty much drove myself into the ground, both physically and mentally in the process. So that's the first thing, profit goal. And I like to look at least 40%. And it's not like if you're less than 40%, you're doing something wrong. No, not at all. There are just things that you can look at in your business that you can do to increase that profit margin. And that is also something that we help our accelerator members do. So profit goal, number one, okay? Now let's talk about impact. I did an episode recently where I talked about impact and how I look at impact in my business. And everybody's going to have a different impact goal, like I talked about on that episode. You know, it could be something like, I want to help 1 million people in the next 12 months. Helping 1 million people might simply be, I want to get 1 million listens of my podcast in the next 12 months. I want to get 1 million views on my YouTube videos in the next 12 months. I want to get, you know, 1 million, whatever, visitors to my website in the next 12 months, whatever, something like that. Okay. So it could be like, I want to hire X number of people, for my team. So you can change their life and their family's life, right? Again, something measurable. I want to change the life of whatever, 3 people over the next 12 months by bringing them onto my team and helping them and their family, whatever that might be. Or you could say something like, I'm just giving you examples here, right? Like, I want to make this much money so that I can donate to a specific charity every single month, whatever. Whatever impact means to you, I want you to be clear on what that is so that you can measure it. Right. And again, the idea is to have that impact goal that is measurable. So you can see the progress being made toward that goal. I often think of like school nurses back to grade school, where there was that poster on the wall with like, it was, fundraising drive, and it was like a thermometer or whatever. And it was like, here's our goal of $5,000. And it was, the red of the thermometer was coming up, and we're like, we're at 2,500. It's that sort of thing. How do you know where you're at if you're not measuring your impact goal and also your profit goal, right? If you're early in your business, you're likely not thinking about impact. I certainly wasn't early on. But if you're in a much more mature business, you're very likely thinking through the lens of impact and wanting to have an impact through your business. And again, a couple weeks ago, I talked about what impact means to me and my business. I gave you some definitions. So if you haven't yet listened to that episode and want to, it's September 10th, 2021. Just go over to my website, rickmulready.com, right in the podcast section there, you'll find it. And so that's impact. So profit and impact are the first two goals that I'm defining success through or measuring success for my business. The third is the less hustle goal, right? So I am all about, and we here at Rick Mulready headquarters are all about more profit, more impact, less hustle. So let's talk about hustle culture for a minute. You know, that whole, like, you have to, if you want to have a successful business, you have to work your face off for 16 hours a day or you're not going to be successful, right? Well, I can throw out so many people off the top of my head that have a very successful business who are not doing that. So it's simply not true, right? And also try to do that for an extended period of time. Let's see how long that lasts, right? And so since hustle culture thrives on fight, right? Fighting to keep up in a fast-paced office, for example, or fighting to successfully juggle multiple things at the same time, what that does is it keeps your body steeped in
You've probably heard the saying, if you want to make money, serve people. If you want to make a lot of money, serve lots of people. But How do you do that when you're already super short on hours in your day? So, if you're on my email list already, then you know that I'm speaking at the Platform and Profit Summit. It's 100% free, and it's a 3-day virtual summit to help you better position yourself and your brand to create even more partnership and profits. Plus, in addition to discussing Facebook ads, I'll also be speaking on a panel called Positioning Yourself and Business for More Connections and Collaborations. Like, if you've ever wondered how I'm meeting all of these cool guests that are appearing on this podcast, that you're just getting so much knowledge and info from, well, I'll be sharing that during that panel too. And it all starts May 1st. That's this Wednesday in a few days. Because, well, what if you could quit funding all of your events and projects and launches out of pocket and learn how to leverage the power of sponsorships? And I love this because I hate theory. I never did well with theory in school. I just like practical, actionable advice from people who are actually doing it right now, not what worked for them like 5 years ago. So, like, what if you could generate consistent cash flow for your business or increase income while also reaching your lifestyle goals? You know, that reason that you started the business in the first place? Like, what if you could build credibility and influence while creating consistent partnerships and profit to grow your business? Me and about 30 other expert trainees or trainers, sorry, are going to share our strategies to help you create partnerships and profits, plus the mistakes that we've made so you can avoid them. And I can't stress this too much. This is what's working now, not last year, not the year before, but what we all are doing in our businesses now. So, you ready to finally have more partnerships and profit in your online business? Use the link below to register for free. The Platform and Profit Virtual Summit. It's a 3-day free, 100% free summit, and it starts this Wednesday, May 1st. Learn how to better position yourself and create an even better partnerships so you can finally create the profits you desire in your business. I can't wait to see you there. Chat soon. All right, back to the episode.
Cortisol, stress hormone, right? Cortisol keeps your body in constant fight or flight. One of the biggest ahas that I had personally in my own business a few years ago is I was working with a coach and they said to me, "You know what, Rick? It's becoming more and more apparent that you live each day in sort of an underlying fight or flight mode," I guess, if you will. And as it's well documented here in the podcast, I've talked a lot about it, is I've struggled with anxiety and depression over the years. Depression more so later in my life, but you know, anxiety and worry since like 7th grade years ago. And so it really was an eye-opening experience for me when I had this coach share that with me, and I was like, you know what? You're totally right. And everything totally makes sense. And so this is back when I was still thinking that I had to like hustle all the time and all this other stuff, right? And look, hustling in your business can definitely have its place, especially when you're early on in your business and you're trying to create traction and momentum. You know, again, for me, that first 4 years of my business were nonstop. I was like, again, I was chasing that seven-figure, you know, revenue goal because I thought, again, that was what means that I'd made it. And so I was hustling. I was working evenings all the time. And what happened as a result, yeah, I hit that number, but my physical and emotional health super suffered as a result, as did my relationships, as did my relationship with my wife, Amy. And again, because I was chasing somebody else's concept or idea of a successful business. I call it the iceberg effect, right? You only see what's going on above the water. You don't see everything going on below the water. And that's why I just really, really implore you to define what success means to you specifically. Okay. And so when I had that breakdown emotionally and physically, I finally said enough is enough. And I said, you know, this is not why I created my own business. So many of our accelerator students, when they come into the program, they're either in the middle of burnout or they're on the verge because they've been hustling nonstop. Because that's what we're sort of taught, if you will. That's what we keep hearing. It's all about the hustle. It's all about the hustle. Well, I'm here to tell you that it's completely not true. We do not need that toxicity, if you will, of hustle culture in order to be successful in our business. And I'm living proof of that right now. Okay. And so that is why the third measure of success in my business and that we also help our accelerator students with is a quote unquote less hustle goal of working 25 hours a week or less. Now, look, if you want to work 40 hours a week or 50 hours a week, whatever, and you like that's what's most important to you and you love every minute of it and you're still getting in self-care and all that other stuff, go for it, right? But for most people, myself included, I realize that it's not why I created my business. I created my business so that I could have freedom in my life, right? For my family, so I can spend time with my daughter and my wife, and that so that I could be the example of what's possible for my daughter in showing her that in order to make a lot of money, have a big impact, profit, right? Although she doesn't know what profit is, right? To do all those things, it doesn't mean being locked in your office all the time, right? For 16 hours a day. In fact, quite the opposite. And I also want to be an example for all of you, showing you that it's completely possible to have a very successful business through the lens of working 25 hours a week or less. And this is what my schedule currently looks like. And I'm not saying that to brag or anything like that. I'm just showing you what's possible. I take Fridays off and the business has never been healthier than it is today. 2021 is the best year of the business that I've had in 8 years. Highest profit margin, most happiness, all that stuff. And I'm going to do a whole episode coming up here on hustle, right? Where I'll be diving much more deeply into this concept and this whole fallacy of you have to hustle in order to be successful. It's about leverage. It's about leveraging your time so that you can have the greatest impact while actually doing less in your business. Right? It's about prioritizing. I always talk about this. If you're becoming the optimized CEO, like we call it here on the show, if you're becoming the optimized CEO of your business, it's about prioritizing what needs to get done. And you, as the optimized CEO, only focusing on those CEO activities. It's about hiring a team and growing your team and, you know, having them own different areas of your business. It's not like just shooting them tasks all the time, right? It's ownership. And when I say hiring a team, please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying you have to hire 9 people or have a team of 9 people. I have a very small team. I mean, I'm hiring right now a couple people, but I have a very, very small team. I used to think that I wanted the big team. I wanted an in-person office, had that stuff, don't want it, right? And all that changed really when my daughter was born. And so that's where I'm talking about when we have a less hustle goal, because somebody might be able to define or might define success in their business. Like I worked, you know, 60 hours this week. Or they normally work, you know, whatever, 70 hours a week. And they're like, oh, I only work 55 hours this week. Success, right? Other people might be like, oh man, I work 30 hours this week. It's more than my goal of 25. And so that's what I'm talking about. Make sure that you define what success looks like for you. And I really encourage you to look at it through the lens of these three key elements here: profit, impact, and less hustle. And setting measurable goals for each area. Okay. And in an upcoming episode, in addition, I'm gonna do an episode about hustle. And in another upcoming episode specifically to profit, impact, and less hustle, I'm going to share with you what each of these can look like in your business. I'll be sharing case studies with you, you know, sharing real life examples of how people, myself included, are achieving these three success measures and more. So we can, now that we have a definition of each of these three measures of success and how you can be looking at success through the lens of these three key elements, I'll now in an upcoming episode share specific examples and of what this could look like in your business. And so with all this, if you're an online course creator or you're an online coach and you're already more mature in your business, you're already doing at least 7 to 8K per month in revenue from your online business, and you're looking to scale, right? You're looking to take things to the next level, if you will. You're looking to increase profit, increase impact with less hustle, then I want to encourage you to apply for my Accelerator Coaching Program. This is exactly what we help you do through the lens of becoming an optimized CEO of your business inside of Accelerator. So if you want to learn more and apply, go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. This is where you are very likely overwhelmed in your business. You're likely doing all the things in your business, like I mentioned before. You're either burnt out right now or you're feeling like you're heading that way and you're just not really sure what next step to take in your business. That's exactly what we help you do and overcome so that you can have more profit, more impact through less hustle inside of Accelerator. All right, my friends, appreciate you for checking out today's episode. As always, be well, my friends, and I'll talk to you soon.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday, where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree, heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.